Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Now, if you know this man, you'll know that he doesn't talk much. So when he took it all off his chest following his exit from his childhood dream team, which was Orlando Pirates at the end of last season, you had to sit up and listen. I mean, he set a mouthful then, closed the chapter and started a brand new one in Pretoria with Matatanza Apitori. And what a beautiful new page it's been to watch, though. In a youthful, talented SuperSport United squad, Uthulani Tyson Hlatshwayo's mammoth experience has been so key in the center of defense for them. I mean, he's put in no foot wrong, and today he simply can't put any foot wrong either. I got to chat to him. Tyson, good evening and welcome to Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Good evening, Robert. Good evening to the listeners. How are you?
I'm very, very good. You know what we have here, Tyson? You've never visited us here under the bridge in Katlehong. Yeah. We don't have listeners. No? We've got something called shareholders.
Shareholders. No, good evening to the shareholders.
Love that. Tyson, man, I mean, absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And as I was introducing you, I was looking within my mind. There was like a mental picture of you being frustrated in black and white. There were shots of you sitting on the bench. And people would be like, Now, when you go through that, and you've gone through a lot in football, did you ever think you'd have the kind of bounce back that you are currently having?
You know, just like earlier on, everyone deserves a second chance. And I knew that something will give in. You know, I had my share of shit. And everything that I went through, like, only made me stronger. And seeing myself where I'm at now, coming back to the second chances in life and finding myself in the position I'm in now, mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually, I'm in a good space. I'm able to smile now, which is something that I haven't done for quite some time. And because of trying to be there for the teammates, trying to support the guys, even though I'm going through a lot, but I was able to keep it together.
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about that after the break in terms of how you kept that together, because from a mental perspective, it would have been very difficult. I just want to share with our shareholders this moment that we're witnessing right now, and I'm sure you're also doing the same. We're following the African story. Kasri of Tunisia having just scored against France. 58th minute. I mean, what a wonderful, wonderful moment to observe, though. And I'm sure your heart is as equally excited as all of us.
Yeah, for sure, because they're representing the continent, you know. We support each and every African country that is there in World Cup, you know, and just saw the goal now, you know, beautiful goal, you know, happy for them.
Yeah, and that's the way we want it. That's why I was saying that we hope as many of the five African countries as possible get to qualify to the next round. I think that will make this World Cup very, very beautiful as well. I don't know what your thought is as far as how many we can squeeze in and get as far as maybe a semi-final or a final.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Ghana 2010, you know, went to the quarterfinal. You know, it will be nice for African countries to make it to the semifinal. You know, even a final, you know, as much as we know that the level is different compared to Europe and Africa, you know, but just to see two or three, you know, from African countries to make it to the semifinal, I think as a continent, you know, as Africans, you know, it will really benefit us.
Don't you miss being out there as Bafana, as a captain, as a leader?
Without a doubt, any time, you know, it's always an honor to represent your country. You know, we do miss it. I do miss it, you know, to wear the black and the red and yellow jersey.
Hey, you turned a little black and white, huh?
Yeah, because black is my favorite color, so it's in my tongue.
That's my chance, mate. No, no. forward. All right, Thulani, hang loose now. I want to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll pick up on that, because I think the discussion around mental strength and the mental attitude that you had to possess is an important discussion and one to share with all of our shareholders right here on the show. Thulani Hlajwayo is my guest here tonight. As you know, the man has turned over a new leaf, and you know, he's no stranger to working with Gavin Hunt, and Gavin knows who are his fighters. He knows who are the people that will lead. I mean, this is a player that's come through from Cape Town Spurs, went to Bidvest Wits, went to Orlando Pirates, and now again he is reunited with Gavin Hunt at SuperSport United. So stick around. We'll be back.
Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Our exclusive conversation right now happening with Tyson Thulani Hlajwayo. I mean, he talked to media. He said it was really difficult leaving Orlando Pirates. You fear that he would be seen as running away from responsibilities that he had at Orlando Pirates. Now, when you talk about the mental side of things, Tyson, are you at that stage getting anybody to help you, or are you kind of on your own, suffering alone, keeping it deep down inside?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I did consult with someone when I was in my previous team. I did consult with someone, you know, to help me, because I could see that I was becoming a different person, not only in football, but also personally and also in my household, you know. And then I did consult with someone, and I was able to get help, you know, and someone to talk to, you know, and comfort everything that I'm going through, and be able to share some love, you know, and share some love and laugh.
That is important, though, because when you talk about you witnessing a remarkable change in yourself, what did it take for you to say, Haibo, ubani manje lo? Because you become a different beast, I can imagine. I don't know exactly the extent of it, but at what point did you feel, Tyson, that you really needed somebody to talk to?
I think it happened when, because I got to Orlando Pirates 2020 and I was able to play, I think it's games, and I think it's when I realized it was halfway throughout the season, and looking at the games that I've played already, and looking at my contribution towards the team, then I could see that, no, this is not me, because this is the first time that has ever happened to me, because the last time that I was in such a situation was when I was at Ajax Cape Town and I was still a youngster, you know, given an opportunity to play. But now, at my age, and with all the games that I've played for my previous teams, the teams that I've played for, and I could see that, no, something is not happening, you know. Even though the team would sometimes organize the mental health people, but sometimes doing it as a group, it's not beneficiary. You know, then I was like, no, I need to take stand for myself, for my well-being. You know, that's when, so to answer your question, it was when I started not playing, you know, sometimes not making a team, you know, sometimes not playing or coming on and everything. So that's when I realized that, no, it's time to take action towards my well-being as a person.
You mentioned, Tyson, your first season, or you mentioned the 2020-2021 season. I remember, because you made 22 appearances for Pirates. I mean, you clocked a healthy 1,890 minutes of playing time. You started, 21 of these games across the 30 games that you play in a season, and you came on as a sub only once. I mean, that is a healthy return for anybody playing professional football. Anybody would ask, though, and say, hey, what would have happened so drastically for a consistent player to move from those numbers to almost not even half of that? It was even less than that.
Yeah, always as a person, always as a player, you ask yourself what would happen, because when I look at my first season playing all the games that you've mentioned, you know, and looking at the last game that I've played was against Kaizer Chiefs. You know, when I had a big pass that ended up in a goal, you know, I think that was my last game. And other than that, you know, I needed to become a leader. I needed to become a senior player. even though I was going through a lot, but I needed to be a team player, which I've always been, you know, and because we were competing for a local league and we're competing for CAF, you know, and with the experience that I have in CAF, you know, and be able to, you know, to be there for the youngsters, you know, and be there for the players, for the youngsters that were left behind, because sometimes it's other games, like I would be left behind with the players. Sometimes I would be put in a team, you know, just to be there, you know, and be able to compliment the guys, you know, and be there and be ready whenever I'm needed, you know. And for me, it was more of a team, not more of a personal issue, you know, because I knew that the season is going to end and then we'll start talking to the management. But because that's a trophy that we all wanted, you know, the Confederation, you know, and seeing us as a team not being able to fulfill the accomplishment that we were given, you know, as a team, and it was hurting. But I needed to be a team player, even though I was going through a lot personally, but I needed to support the guys who were playing.
You mentioned earlier, and you said it didn't only change you in your immediate circumstances within the team, it also changed your circumstances at home. Now, you're a family man. I know that very, very well. Love the family, very close to the family. How were they reacting to you? Because now if you come back a changed person, maybe you take your frustrations from Msebenzini and you take it home, were they starting to wonder? Were they asking questions? Or what kind of support were you able to get from them?
Yeah, for sure, because the support always comes from home. The best support, your mom, your wife, my kids. You know, my kids are still young. You know, sometimes they don't understand what this daddy going through, but my wife would know. But obviously, it's with my actions and my patterns, you know, they could see that daddy's not okay. You know, sometimes my kids will just share a joke and I'll laugh and just go, you know, without them really noticing, you know, because they're kids, they can really sense the vibe that everything is not okay, you know. But I have to give credit to my wife, you know, who's always been there for me, who she always gave me support, you know, throughout all these difficult times that I've went through, you know. And, you know, just to take the kids out, you know, just to for ice cream, you know, for lunch and everything, you know, because I'll just go to training and come back and just chill and relax, you know. Up until my wife made me realize that, you know, you're killing yourself more, you know, and you shouldn't bring your work stuff here at home, but spend time with the kids, because they will make you laugh, they will make you forget about all the things that you're going through. But the next day when you have to go back there, you know which situation you're going back to, you know. But they've been helpful to me, and that's when I decided that, you know what, I need someone to talk to. I need someone, which is, I feel like as soccer players, you know, in South Africa, because we go through a lot, I think like we do need some, you see us physically strong, you see us with speed, skills and everything, you know, but I think that's what is lacking in our football, you know, just to be mentally strong, not mentally fit, because towards the 90 minutes we can be mentally, guys will still be running, but there's a lot of things that are happening in our minds that can also disrupt what is happening in our decision making, you know. And I think the mental health issues needs to be taken care of, and I will be supporting Italo person.
Now, within the immediate vicinity of a club, I don't think you would get that mental support. I don't think that is offered at a club level as well. When you start to get slack, or you can start to feel the negative vibe coming through from the fans as well. Maybe you thank COVID for there not being fans for the bulk of the 2 years that have been there, but obviously the fans would come back. And did you start to get a sense that the reception you got, and you know you got a hero's reception when you went to Pirates simply because of your stature, you've always been an exemplary player, the captain of Bafana Bafana, who led us to the quarterfinals of the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations in Egypt. So you are that human being that anybody would have wanted to have in their team. So from a hero's welcome, to maybe Tyson making one or two mistakes and then getting the backlash from the fans. How did that sit with you, and how were you able to manage that?
Obviously, everything comes with consequences, you know. And I remember the first time that I signed with Orlando Pirates, you know, they welcomed me on social media and everything. Though I'm not so active in social media, but and everyone throughout my seasons with Vivesface, the past three seasons, you know, each and every Orlando Pirates fan wanted to see Tulantla Chwayo at Orlando Pirates, you know, and the welcoming was so wonderful. You know, I remember sharing the same thing with my wife, because my wife was like, to me, you see the way you are being welcomed and everything, everyone is retweeting you and everything. You need to prepare yourself for whatever is going to come, because everything, it's not like life is about good and bad. You know, there's advantage and disadvantages, you know. And in my career, you know, the whole of my career, this was something that was first time being experienced as a person, you know, and as a player, also as a leader, you know. And it was, that's when everything started, because like I never experienced such a thing. You know, and but it didn't really break me, but it only made me stronger. And yeah.
How many coaches at Pirates did you go through?
Two, three. Yeah, the co-coaches and one.
Yeah.
Coaches and one. Yeah.
How, I mean, you obviously from environments where there was always consistency of coaches, you got to understand them, they understood you, and made life easier. How much does that play in terms of a new coach coming in, maybe has a different approach, you don't know where you sit with him, whether you form part of his plans or not? So that rotation of coaches, talk me through that.
I think it does play a role, because when you look at my first season with Coach Zimbabwe, what kind of a coach he was, you know, and being able for Tyson to be playing such games, such amount of games, and then the coaches come in, and then Tyson plays limited games, then that's where you see that it does play a role in the players, you know. And then you look at the 2020 MTN8 squad compared to the 2022, or when the coaches, when Zimbabwe was left us, the team changed, everything changed, you know. So personally as a player, I think it does have a role to play in terms of players' mentality and everyone, because as a player, you do need someone who's going to believe in you as a player, you know, who's going to trust you and put his faith, because I believe that as a coach, if you win a changing room, then you're on your matches.
And, you know, you say something quite remarkable, though, because winning that change room becomes the bottom line of any survival of any football player. When did you get to a point, I want to wrap up talking about Ezekama Kepola, but when did you get to a point where now you knew deep down inside, Utiazen, the woman Bafetu, but right now my heart is no longer here?
You know, you feel it, it's a feeling. I can say, because at the end of the day, I'm not getting any younger, and for me, you know, to be active, I need to play. And you can feel it when the curtain is about to close. But also your mind and your heart are fighting together, saying, no, I still have some few years left in me. But then you see a situation where you're at, and then you're like, you take the hardest decision of your life, you know, and because I didn't want it to be like that, you know. That was not the picture that I've painted for myself, you know, playing for the team that I've grew up supporting, you know, representing the team that's so dear to my heart. But then now it's no longer about me, because when I was at IX, I didn't have any kids, you know, and now it's not only about me, you know, it's about the young ones, because when we've been truthfully, they didn't choose to be in this life, you know. I brought them in this life, and now they see daddy being the way he is, you know. And then I felt, you know what, I think it's time now, it's time for me to approach the management. But I didn't want to do it throughout the season or during the season, I wanted to be there, you know, because we also had youngsters, you know, to be able to support them. You know, it would have been a good run, you know, if we had won the Confederation. You know, and I was like, you know what, I'll just wait for the season because some games I won't be there. And but being understand watching the guys, you know, play and everything, you know, and I was like, you know, I think now it's time for me to really approach the management and not cause and not be in a rotten apple around the team, but show strength, you know, and be there, you know, because the youngsters, the guys, the players, the coaches would come for advice and everyone. I remember us playing in Libya, you know, because we just needed a draw, a win, and we were up front and I came on, but I didn't show any unhappiness, you know. But I was so that's 20 minutes of me being on the field, you know, it felt like a 90 minute, you know, like just to be on the field of play, because I haven't been playing for quite some time. So, and that's when the season was done, and that's when I was like, you know what, I need to meet the management and have a gentleman's handshake. You know, I think for me, I think that's what leaders do.
No, absolutely. And you're one of those players I really think should be celebrated in this country. When I looked at your numbers during the day, you know, I was like, hey man, Tyson has been playing but been playing consistently for many seasons. It was only in 2009, 2010, when you were playing for Ajax, where you only clocked 644 minutes on the field, but understandably so. And when I looked at last season playing 704 minutes, right now, and almost halfway through the season, you played more now for SuperSport United than you did for the entire season last season at Orlando Pirates. Yeah. And that makes no sense, because you were literally averaging 1,008 to 2,001 minutes to 2,400 minutes per season ever since you started playing. And that's why I'm saying you need to be respected in terms of that. We'll come back, Tyson. Let's take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we'll take some of your comments as well. I see lots of WhatsApp voice notes coming through. Captain Marvelous Tyson is with us right here on hashtag MSW.
Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Hey, Braropo, footing, Aboya, footing, and my shareholders, and being a little footing. Angithi kumhayise siyambonga kakhulu kuloko lokwendekile ukuthi asuke kuPirates aye kuSuperSport, ngoba bese imfrustrator kakhulu iPirates ne-career yakhe nje bengasabonakali. Mina bengicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe sekufika isikhathi sokuthi ahenge up ma-boots akhe, but simbonile abuya kuSuperSport aba-ride nge-mentality le-right. And I remember igame la badlala ne-team yami Mamelodi Sundowns la basila khona, wabonisa i-leadership skill lemangalisako. So siyambongisa kubuya kwakhe, inkosi imgcine imqinise. Nalama challenges ahlangabetana nawo imncobele wona. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngqeshe futhi kasibukwane.
Ngqeshe, thank you so much indeed. Tyson, a quick response to that WhatsApp voice note. You were able to hear it?
Yeah, I was.
I mean, just, I think that it's a positive response, because he almost feels that he thought you were going to head towards the retirement phase, but you showed leadership.
Yeah. Now, for me, I knew that all I wanted was to play. You know, I think it was a blessing in disguise, because even Coach Kevin didn't have any team, you know, and I was communicating with him, you know, and he told me everything. We spoke a lot, at our breakfast, lunch and everything, and he was able to keep me sane, and having my agent, you know, who also plays a father figure to me, you know, and being able to really keep me going, you know, and my father-in-law also, whom everyone have played soccer before. And like I've mentioned earlier on, that this was a situation that I've never been to, you know, and how do you handle it? How do you keep going, you know, and see the other day, you know? But they were there for me, and they were there for me to keep me sane and make sure that I stay focused.
Beautiful stuff indeed. I got lots of voice notes for you, Captain. Here's another one.
Good evening, Mr. Marao. Kuluma nisibongele nokamkhwane kamgqali Matsapheni, majority shareholder, MSW. Mr. Marao, thanks very much for bringing in Tyson in your show, Mr. Marao. What a defender, Mr. Marao. What a brave defender we ever had in South Africa. My only question to Tyson, Mr. Marao, we all know that when he moved to Orlando Pirates from Ipswich, everyone was expecting Tyson to perform much better because he was joining a big team. What sort of challenges that he faced at Orlando Pirates that made him not to be the Tyson that we all know, who was playing for Ajax Cape Town and Bidvest Vets? Because we have seen that at Orlando Pirates, it seems as if there was that pressure that was pulling his game back, Mr. Marao. He never performed to his best.
Okay. Honest question there, Tyson, you would handle it the best. Was there extra pressure that held you back?
You know, for sure. The thing is, you know, there were a lot of internal things that were happening, things that I wouldn't really, you know, mention now. And coming to pressure, you know, I've kept in Bafana Bafana for 7 years. So pressure is something that was always there to be handled. But as for pressure, the name pressure always, even in all my interviews, I think for personally, the pressure, the name pressure, man, it's been used wrongly because as footballers, we play the game that we love and we get paid for something that we love. But I think pressure is a father who will go to work each and every day, you know, and make sure that the family balala badlile. You know, I think that's pressure for me, but doing what you love, you know, I don't think it's pressure for personally. Okay. So there was no pressure at any teams that I've played for. Mm-hmm. But the pressure is a father who's trying to make means for his family. Is a father who's trying to make sure that his home is taken care of.
Well, makes perfect sense, and I appreciate that honesty, because if you try in that's literally how you can summarize it.
And
we've seen that. It's still 1-0 Tunisia against France. There's a decisive free kick just outside of the No, but they were being silly there, though, Tyson. I mean, you're a defender. What they were doing in sandwiching Mbappe and then causing a foul, you don't do that in the critical stages of a game.
Yeah, no, you don't, because now you have to make sure that you play away from your box, because now you can see that France, they're coming in, and they will be obvious. They will try to make sure that they get something, fouls, just like this corner now, you know, because corner is a half chance. You know, so you just have to, now you're just defending for your dear life, you know, and Tunisia's, you know, making history to be able to beat France.
Sure. It's mingling, Lila. We are mingling. Wendy Limtana on Twitter says, Tyson Tlhajwayo has been under scrutiny and been brutally lamented for mistakes made on the field, but he never turned down his head to feel discouraged or demotivated throughout his career. We truly appreciate his contribution to our beautiful game. So a great tweet there. Hulufalang says, really happy for Tyson. He does have a massive impact when on the pitch. Congratulate him and wish him all the best in his endeavors. So two positive tweets there. Quick reaction.
Good evening, Rob. It's Teboho here, and good evening to Tyson. Rob, for me, I think a change of environment came with positives, revived Tyson's career, and we somehow started seeing the player who for many years was very bubbly and playing with passion when he was with Ajax under Foppe de Haan, and also playing with dedication, determination, and also demonstrating the highest form of leadership when he was the captain of Wits. And for me, Rob, something died inside of him when he was at Pirates. And I just want to ask him, from a mental wellness and mental toughness point of view, what are some of the tips that he can give to a youngster who wants to follow on his career in becoming a professional player, having undergone some of the trials and tribulations as a player? Because I certainly believe that his story can also help another youngster to overcome or be able to tap into Tyson's story when they are confronted with challenges in football. Thank you so much, Rob, and all the best to Tyson at SuperSports. Teboho, yeah.
Teboho, thank you so much indeed. Beautiful WhatsApp voice note. Tyson, you want to handle that?
For me, obviously, is to, like I've mentioned earlier, that, you know, sometimes teams may organize the mental sessions. You know, and we all, as players, as human beings, come from different backgrounds. And each and every player, you know, can express themselves in a different way. I think for me to be able to help, you know, the youngsters, you know, because we've went through such a situation, we know how it is, you know. But my advice would be to get someone. You know, even if, because sometimes even family members, like you try to speak to them and you feel like you'll be judged, but get someone who doesn't know your story, who doesn't know your background, and be able to cough out everything. I think for you to, as a person, to talk, you know, there's something that it releases, and prayer changes things. You know, it's not called tenders, and be able to pray, because God hears all our cries, even the cries that are silent. God can hear them and answer them. And in conclusion, it's just for players to be able to find someone that they trust, that they can cough out to, and be able to.
Yeah, no, that is very, very important. Tyson, I think as we were describing what's happening in the World Cup, because we've got many irons on the stove right now. We're chatting World Cup. Denmark and Australia is finished now. That game is over, which unfortunately, or is it? I'm trying to see here. Australia and France will go through to the next round, despite Tunisia battling and winning against France. That's not going to change much, and that's why when you look at the fans around the stadium, they're busy on their smartphones. They're looking, they're trying to get a result. Some are starting to walk out because they just realized that Australia have just beaten Denmark. I mean, that's... Hey,
yeah, like I said, you can see the fans. Like, they're relaxed now. You know, they feel numb. But we have to credit the fighting spirits, and they're still fighting even though there's seconds left. But, you know, it will go down as a history that Tunisia beat France, even though, like, Tunisia didn't qualify. But I think they were,
And I think they also sensed the mood around the stadium. And
they could say it. But, it's one of those, these are the things that go through us even in a game, and what you see sometimes that we feel even off the field and everything, but it's because it's that split second, that critical phase. Because you know they just considered a goal in a critical phase, because they could sense the mood, they could sense the noise around the stadium. That's now probably done. Probably, you know, teams go with a lot of stuff. Probably they've been told already that now it's done.
You know what, we credit them. So all that does is really put France now on 7 points. So a point clear of Australia, Denmark, Tunisia. Well played, guys. Your World Cup is over. You can go home. Maybe as a final parting shot, Tyson, it almost feels like you are where you started at Ajax as a youth player amongst young players, and you go to SuperSport United now and you find this youthful team, and you come through now as the senior member of that youthful team. What is the dynamic like? And just finally, what are your hopes and ambitions at SuperSport United?
I think, you know, I have to thankful to SuperSport as a brand, you know, to Stan, you know, and I also have to be thankful to Gavin Hunt, to be able to fight for me, to fight for me to join SuperSport. And I think it's a fresh air, it's a breath of fresh air, you know, being around the players, being a SuperSport. You know, you may say there's not a lot of expectations, but having the team that we have, which is balanced, you know, having all the youngsters that are in the team, which I see a great future for them. And when I first came there and looking at all these youngsters, you know, and looking at them, how they were looking at me, I'm like, you know, for me, this is a full circle. It's a full circle in a sense of, I was once a youngster at AS Cape Town, having your Clifford Ngobeni, your Tlanda Shabalala, your DSCBC, your Paketa Dikudu, Rafael Masarela, you know, Brad Evans, as Funk, and everyone, and being a youngster, you know, training with all those senior players, and now I'm there. These players are training with me, you know. All I can do is to give back to the game, you know, because we can never repay what the game has done for us, because the game has changed our lives. You know, all we can do is just to respect the game, because the game also have soccer gods. Coach Gavin Hunt taught me that, you know, the game will always find you. The game will always find you, whether you cheated, what you do in the dark will show in the light. And being appreciative to SuperSport for giving me an opportunity to revive my career and being able to play, you know, and do what I love and do what and give back to God, the God-given talent. You know, and for us, it's for us to take each game as it comes, you know, and the training sessions have been good. Everything has been good. We're looking forward to the first game to resume our league, and just being appreciative to every team and every coach that has coached me. But now I'm a Matatanza now. And now just to the welcoming, not only from the team, from the management, but from the fans also, you know, to be able to really welcome me so well and be able to allow me to do what I love and defend and keep defending and scoring goals for the team and make sure that I keep zero clean sheet with the players that I found there, because they were familiar faces that I've shared a training room with. You know, our captain Basera, having with Bualifa Pule, George Chikova, Sian Klapo, and all the players, you know, they've made my welcoming so comfortably. And having everyone that has really welcomed me with warm hands, I feel appreciated.
Nice one. I appreciate you, sir. Let me just clear the air that the VAR cancelled out that goal that was scored. So it is 1-0. Although the fans are celebrating,
but yeah, they're celebrating. Yeah.
It makes no difference as well. Footing Lado was saying Tyson had leadership qualities from an early age since his days at Snowanic Gunners. Tyson, thank you. I'm fresh out of time. Baba, I'll see you pretty soon, Baba. Thanks so much for sharing your time with us.
Mbonga
mina putwam. That's Tyson there, Hlatjwayo, joining us right here on hashtag MSW.